Daryl P. English says he's been collecting antiques and World War II memorabilia since he was a kid, but in recent years he's had a growing interest in searching out items and artifacts from the Holocaust.
And, you know, we'd be traveling on roads, back roads, and, you know, find these old antique shops and these old tag sales and stuff all over the place. And, like I said, it comes out. And now that people know that I'm actively pursuing this material, it comes to me.
The North Adams resident says that he's collected over 10,000 World War II pieces.
Of that, between 800 and 1,000 are Holocaust-related in general. The museum I'm presently going to be opening will probably house about 400, roughly, you know, there.
The museum, located on Eagle Street, will be the only of its kind in the area. English had previously displayed some of his collection at the Hatikvah Holocaust Education Center in Springfield. 2 years ago, however, that center closed. Liz Rome, a former board member for the Springfield Museum, said she's excited to see another museum open in Western Massachusetts.
I hope people will go see his museum. I'm so pleased that at least there's something in Western Mass. It was a shame that the center in Springfield had to close, but it's wonderful that there is something nearby that people can go see.
English will display at his museum artifacts that range from pre-war anti-Semitism propaganda from across Europe, as well as materials obtained from Nazi Germany's persecution of Jewish people during and before World War II. The 650-square-foot space serves as part of a larger vision of English's. He has a dream to open a 40,000-square-foot World War II museum with Ralph Brill, curator and owner of Brill Gallery, also in North Adams. Brill, who is assisting English in opening the Holocaust Museum and who said his parents are survivors of the Holocaust, told WAMC that the small museum is an important step in their future plans.
In this economic climate, it's been very difficult kind of raising money for that when a lot of the existing institutions are suffering. You know, a few good things will happen, and that will help snowball it into the reality. Mass MoCA took 14 years to come about, so we're hopeful.
And Daryl English, who is not Jewish, says his mission is to simply tell an important part of human history.
It's a time period in human history that will slowly be vanishing from us relatively soon. A child entering kindergarten this coming year, before he or she graduates high school, will see the last World War II veteran or survivor pass. So it's a timely fashion, it's a timely enough historical point to capture and to try to hold on to.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.